This podcast is brought to you by Food Safety Genie. Hello, welcome to the collaboration series of Food Safety Genie. Today's episode, we have Mr. Arun, who's one of the leading food safety consultants from Chennai and a trainer of trainers for the FSSCI's FirstAct, which is the training and certification program for the food handlers and supervisors. Today, he's here to discuss about the importance of hand hygiene. So glad to have you as a part of this episode, sir. I hope you're doing well despite the whirlwind of issues that's happening around.
Hey, thank you, Ms. Pavitra. Indeed an honor. I'm doing good, thank you, and I hope the same with you. Talking about what you were just saying, isn't life itself a roller coaster? So I think it's just the ups and downs in life that have to be looked at as a practical matter of fact and handled the way they come onto your way.
Do you think the spread of the virus started because of the consumption of the undercooked food?
Well, yes and no. At the very first place, these viruses, be it this one in specific or the zillion others that exist, they were all there since times immemorial and have always been traveling or, speeding amongst us. If you remember, the origin of foods was also by eating raw stuff. When human beings started eating raw, and I mean, it wasn't always a cooked food. Before we go into hygiene in specific, let's talk about food safety. And because we're talking about food, let's talk about food safety. And food safety in technical terms is defined as an assurance that the food is acceptable for human consumption according to its intended use. That is exactly where problems start. It's about greed versus need. Problems don't happen as long as the food is treated in the way that it is supposed to be treated for a particular purpose. If something is supposed to be eaten raw, it's all right eating it raw. But then, if out of greed or out of necessity or out of just for the sake of experimentation, you start digging around and you start dealing with it in a slightly different manner than it is supposed to be, that is when it does not fit into the criterion of being a safe food for human consumption. To just continue with that, these viruses exist all around and, in all sorts, in all forms, and we are all carriers of these viruses or bacteria for that matter. They are living beings as well, and they need exactly what you and me need. And what do we need? Those five basic things, right? Food, water, water which is moisture, temperature, and the right pressure conditions. And, that's about it. I mean, as long as these living organisms get those things, they are pretty much ready to survive. But where does it differ is, do they get the right food at the right time for the right amount of exposure, for the right, at the right temperature? And, that is what differs between human beings and them. How are we allowing them to travel across us and thereby providing them the right temperature or the right atmosphere or the right surroundings for them to survive is what makes or breaks the entire scenario. It's just about, we need to be careful. We forgot that somewhere down the line. And that's when the problem started. We started taking nature for granted. And we started experimenting with food, the way it is, the way the food travels, or the way we treat each other, the way we follow personal basic, practices of personal hygiene. It all went down from there. It's not just in the past 1 week that it has happened.
Sometimes I wonder why the hand hygiene needs to be followed only when there is any pandemic cases like this COVID-19. Shouldn't this be our basic etiquette?
Well, you have answered your own question, but then if I have to elaborate, let me start off again from the basics. Let's first look at some established facts. The World Health Organization defines hygiene as the conditions and practices that help to maintain health and prevent the spread of diseases. There are two aspects in it. The first aspect is to maintain health. And the second aspect is to prevent the spread of diseases. Now, both of which have been the primary intent of human beings right from the very beginning. Talking about hygiene, if you look at any ethical norms for that matter, or if you look at any specific country's established policies for that matter, they all mention something which we today call as the GHP or the general health practices. Two parts. One is a personal hygiene and what is around us, right? Environmental hygiene. Now, when we talk about personal hygiene, I'm going to throw a question back at you and ask you, which is the part of our body which comes into maximum contact with any other surface? I'm not even saying a human being or food or anything else for that matter. I'm just saying any other surface, which is a part of our body that comes into a physical contact?
Hands, because that's the first point of contact.
In fact, that is the only point of contact, rather the primary point of contact, let me not say only, because elbows and a lot of other parts of the body as well are transferous. So hand is a primary point of contact and also a point of transmission. And like I had initially mentioned, we are carrying a lot of living organisms, including these microorganisms, which cause harm to a general health of human beings. But me as an individual might be following these general health practices and might be in an environment which is absolutely hygienic when I go and shake hands with somebody.
Or
exactly, might be hygienic, but then from the other person, something might come over to me. So it's basically an intrusion into what is called as the sterile area of your own personal self or the surroundings that you have built around yourself. So unless every single individual in the entire chain of events is extremely careful, conscious, and aware of what you need to be healthy and hygienic in life, there is a break in the chain and there definitely is a possibility of the diseases starting to spread. And it all starts with a very small point or a single individual. And before we realize, it spreads all around, because viruses, let me tell you, are the fastest reproducing living beings on Earth today, if we can imagine. In fact, would you want to know some, really startling facts about these viruses and, general germs as such? The germs in general, not just about viruses, any germs for that matter, can survive for up to 3 hours on individuals' hands. We think they might die immediately, but then not really. Mm-hmm. And it's not about the temperature alone. And to be more specific, as long as the hands are really wet, they get the kind of moisture which they need to survive.
And they thrive.
Yes.
Wet conditions. Yes.
Thrive big time.
Yeah.
And, you would be surprised. Well, maybe you would not be surprised, but a few of our listeners might be surprised to know that things like our mobile phones or laptop devices, these are much larger carriers of germs as compared to something like our water closet, even the bathroom floors. These kind of things survive more on surfaces which we wouldn't have even imagined. And who stays without a mobile phone today? Just using a disinfectant alone and thinking that, okay, you know what, all the germs have now died because the name itself says disinfectant, may not be just right. But what is more important is making personal hygiene, making hand hygiene a part of our lifestyle.
I would like to ask you one more question. Since you used the term disinfectant, now I would want to know, what is the difference between washing and sanitizing? So most of them are not clear with these terms. The importance of washing hands.
The question that you just asked, what is the difference between cleaning and washing and sanitizing hands. I would go back and first try to explain two other words, which is cleaning and hygiene. Cleaning sense is all about removing the visible dirt and dust particles, whereas hygiene is more to do with what is not visible. Now, if I have to give you some example, if you go ahead and just wash your hands for changing a wheel of your car, so your hands were all greased. So, you went, applied some soap and quickly washed your hands and it's all visibly clean. So you can say, hey, you know what? I washed my hands. So my hands are clean. Yes, that's correct. Are your hands hygienic? No, not really.
Yeah.
Because that you wouldn't know, that I wouldn't know, because none of us can see the microbes which exist there. And that is where you need to sterilize your hands by using a chemical which actually helps in reducing the number of germs that are in your hands. No sanitizer around can actually kill 100% of the germs. Like I said, even today, right, you and me, or all of us, whoever practices the highest levels of personal hand hygiene also, are carriers of these germs.
True.
The whole purpose is constantly fighting with them and constantly reducing the danger that they can pose to any one of us, or by getting transferred into another more susceptible human being, for that matter. And that is why cleaning your hands with a normal soap, or washing your hands with a normal soap, and then sanitizing them with a good sanitizer, which is as prescribed by the authorities, is very, very essential and is a complete aspect around which the basics of hand hygiene revolve. And, of course, to ensure that you end up, washing and sanitizing every corner of your hand, especially the gaps between the fingers, right, or the fingernails, which are, absolute heaven for any kind of germs there. So basically following those 7 steps prescribed by the WHO in hand wash, and, ensuring that while sanitizing also you rub your hands and ensure that in each of these areas, is what is going to be fruitful, and making it a habit, making it a religion itself, making hand hygiene a religion itself is what is required today and every single day, irrespective of any of these pandemics being around or not, will make the world a safer place for you and me.
So I also wanted to ask you, what is the frequency of using the sanitizer?
Whenever you are changing activities from one to the other, whenever you end up touching any surfaces that you normally do not touch, whenever you're going to be touching food and before that you've handled something else, whenever obviously you have used the washroom because fecal remains are one of the best carriers of germs, whenever you've handled your mobile phones or electronic items, which are again high intensity area for these germs. So whenever you do any of these activities, you are essentially supposed to for sure wash and sanitize your hands. Apart from that, if you make it a habit and make do it every 20 minutes or so, then it's you're being more safer, and it's always better to be safer than sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being a part of this episode, sir. This was very informative. Could you please share your mail and email ID, or if you have any website, sir?
Listener.
Well, my website is under reconstruction, unfortunately, right now. But then my alternate mail ID is rarusarun@gmail.com.
The mail IDs and other details will be put in my description box. To know more and to get more details, please visit my website www.pavitrakrishnaprasad.com. You can also write to me, pavitrakrishnaprasad@gmail.com.